There's that school bell, and that means it is time for lesson number 54 of the Warren County Radio Bible School. You'll want to go get your Bible and turn to Jeremiah chapter 26. We're spending a few days studying Jeremiah in this Sunday school class and looking at it by way of the notes that E.A. Elam wrote for Sunday, May 28, 1922. These were the notes he wrote for Sunday school lessons. And so in this Radio Bible School, that's what we're going to be looking at. I am Bill Boyd, the superintendent of the Radio Bible School that you're listening to. And this Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rockcliff. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Biola at the foot of Ben Lomond Mountain, just across from Mount Zion Road. We have Sunday Bible study at 9 a.m., followed by worship at 10 a.m., Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m., and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m., and all are welcome to all of our services. I preach at the Church of Christ at Rockcliff, but I also am the voice for this Radio Bible School, and as we're studying Jeremiah, we're looking at Jeremiah chapter 26 and the time that because he had preached what the Lord had wanted him to preach, the people to whom he preached wanted him put to death. Look at Jeremiah 26 and verse 8. And it came to pass, when Jeremiah had made an end of speaking all that Jehovah had commanded him to speak unto all the people, that the priest and the prophets and all the people laid hold on him, saying, "Thou shalt surely die." This is what I'm going to read from Elam's notes concerning that. On page 136 of these little printed Sunday school lessons, Elam said the following declarations and many similar ones in the book of Jeremiah show why the prophets, priests, and people sought Jeremiah's life. A wonderful and horrible thing has come to pass in the land. The prophets prophesy falsely, and the priests bear rule by their means, that is, at their hands. And my people love to have it so. And what will you do in the end thereof? Jeremiah 5:30-31. I sent not these prophets, yet they ran. I spake not unto them, yet they prophesied. But if they had stood in my counsel, then had they caused my people to hear my words, and had turned them from their evil way and from their evil doings. Jeremiah 23:21-22. For the land is full of adulterers, for because of swearing the land mourneth, and their course is evil, and their might is not right. For both prophet and priest are profane. Yea, in my house I have found their wickedness, saith Jehovah. Jeremiah 23:10-11. And I have seen folly in the prophets of Samaria. They prophesied by Baal, and caused my people to err. In the prophets of Jerusalem also I have seen a horrible thing. They commit adultery, and walk in lies, and they strengthen the hand of evildoers, so that none doth return from his wickedness. They are all of them become unto me as Sodom, and the inhabitants thereof as Gomorrah. Jeremiah 23:13-14. Behold, ye trust in lying words that cannot profit. Will you steal, murder, and commit adultery, and swear falsely, and burn incense unto Baal, and walk after other gods that ye have not known, and come and stand before me in this house which is called by my name, and say, "We are delivered that we may do this"? Is this house which is called by my name become a den of robbers in your eyes? Behold, I have seen it, saith Jehovah. Jeremiah 7:8-11. The New Testament abounds in such solemn warnings against false prophets. We read in Matthew chapter 7 and in verse 15, "Beware of false prophets who come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly are ravening wolves." We read in Romans chapter 16, 17 and 18, "Now I beseech you, brethren, mark them that are causing the divisions and occasions of stumbling contrary to the doctrine which ye have learned, and turn away from them. For they that are such serve not our Lord Christ, but their own belly, and by their smooth and fair speech they beguile the hearts of the innocent." We read in 2 Corinthians 11, verses beginning in verse 13 and going through verse 15. "For such men are false apostles, deceitful workers, fashioning themselves into the apostles of Christ. And no marvel, for even Satan fashioneth himself into an angel of light. It is no great thing, therefore, if his ministers also fashion themselves as ministers of righteousness, whose end shall be according to their works." And then we read in the book of Titus, in Titus chapter 1, verses 10 and 11, "For there are many unruly men, vain talkers and deceivers, especially they of the circumcision, whose mouths must be stopped, men who overthrow whole houses, teaching things which they ought not for filthy lucre's sake. One of themselves, a prophet of their own, said, 'Cretans are always liars, evil beasts, idle gluttons.'" These warnings seem of little importance to most people and are but little heeded. Beware of false prophets. False prophets always come in sheep's clothing and with smooth and fair speech. The priests and scribes were the leaders in persecuting and crucifying Jesus and in persecuting the church afterwards. Now, Jeremiah went on trial. Under the notes of Jeremiah tried, we're asked to read Jeremiah 26, 9 through 15. "Why hast thou prophesied in the name of Jehovah, saying, 'This house shall be like Shiloh, and this city shall be desolate without inhabitant?' And all the people were gathered unto Jeremiah in the house of Jehovah. And when the princes of Judah heard these things, they came up from the king's house unto the house of Jehovah, and they said, 'In the entry of the new gate of Jehovah's house.' Then spake the priests and the prophets unto the princes and all the people, saying, 'This man is worthy of death, for he hath prophesied against this city, as ye have heard with your ears.' Then spake Jeremiah unto all the princes and to all the people, saying, 'Jehovah sent me to prophesy against this house and against this city all the words that you have heard. Now therefore, amend your ways and your doings, and obey the voice of Jehovah your God. And Jehovah will repent him of the evil that he hath pronounced against you. But as for me, behold, I am in your hand. Do with me as it is good and right in your eyes. Only know ye for certain that if ye put me to death, ye will bring innocent blood upon yourselves and upon this city and upon the inhabitants thereof. For of a truth, Jehovah hath sent me unto you to speak all these words in your ears." You might want to hold that, Jeremiah chapter 26, as we read now from Elam's notes. Commenting on Jeremiah 26, 9, "Having been arrested, Jeremiah was tried in the house of Jehovah, and all the people were gathered there for that purpose. He was asked why he had prophesied in the name of Jehovah, saying, 'This house shall be like Shiloh, and this city shall be desolate without inhabitant.' For some time after, the Israelites had crossed over the Jordan into the land God had promised them in their camp. They tabernacled at Gilgal, and then they removed their tabernacle to Shiloh and set up the tent of meeting there. It remained there about 130 years until the Philistines captured the Ark of the Covenant and Eli's house was destroyed. God destroyed Shiloh because of the sins of the priest and of the people, and he would destroy Jerusalem where his temple was and make all a desolation. Jeremiah 26 and verse 10. The princes, having heard of the arrest of Jeremiah and the assembly of the people, went up from the king's house and took charge and conduct of the trial. The princes were the king's cabinet or counselors. The good king Hezekiah had his princes, and they took good counsel together. Commenting on Jeremiah 26:11. The priests and the prophets accused Jeremiah to the princes and all the people, saying, "This man is worthy of death, for he hath prophesied against this city, if ye have heard with your ears." Jeremiah 26 and verse 12. Jeremiah was his own lawyer, as we say, and defended himself. To the princes and to the people, he replied to the accusation of the priests and prophets as follows: "Jehovah sent me to prophesy against this house and against this city all the words that ye have heard." He did not deny the charge, but said God had sent him, and all that he had said was the word of God. This he could not change, and let the consequences be what they may, he could but speak the word of God. Jeremiah 26 and verse 13. Jeremiah continued by saying that the only way to escape destruction was neither by his retracting nor by killing him, but by the repentance of the priests and prophets and people. "Now therefore, amend your ways and your doings, and obey the voice of Jehovah your God, and Jehovah will repent him of the evil that he hath pronounced against you." Jeremiah 26:14 and 15. Continuing, Jeremiah said he was in their hands, and they could do as seemed good to them. But if they killed him, they would bring innocent blood upon themselves, upon the city, and upon the inhabitants, because God had sent him to speak all he had said. Killing the speaker does not kill the truth he speaks. Yet in this way, in different ages, many have sought to destroy the truth. Crucifying Jesus did not destroy, but established the truth. Well, Jeremiah was acquitted. I want to read to you Jeremiah 26, verses 16 through 19. "Then said the princes and all the people to the priest and all the prophets, 'This man is not worthy of death, for he has spoken us in the name of Jehovah our God.' Then rose up certain of the elders of the land and spake to all the assembly of the people, saying, 'Micah the Mosharite prophesied in the days of Hezekiah, king of Judah, and he spake to all the people of Judah, saying, Thus saith Jehovah the host, Zion shall be plowed as a field, and Jerusalem shall become heaps, and the mountain of the house of the high places of a forest. Did Hezekiah, king of Judah, and all Judah put him to death? Did he not fear Jehovah and entreat the favor of Jehovah? And Jehovah repented him of the evil which he had pronounced against them. Thus should we commit great evil against our own souls?" Commenting on Jeremiah 26:16, the princes, having heard the charge against Jeremiah and his defense, decided that he was innocent and hence not worthy of death. The reason they gave was a wise one: "For he hath spoken unto us the name of Jehovah. No one should be killed for speaking the word of the Lord." Certain elders then arose and addressed the assembly, and criticizing the case, citing the case of the prophet Micah and Hezekiah's treatment of him when he prophesied the destruction of Jerusalem. And so in the remaining we see that they did not put Jeremiah to death. Jeremiah told them they could kill him, but it wouldn't destroy the truth or change the purpose of God. Now that brings this Bible study to a close. Tune in next time, and we'll go to the study of Jehoiakim tries to destroy God's word. But as the old schoolmaster would say, now the class may be dismissed.